Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello, dear listener, and welcome back to Owning It, the Anxiety Podcast with me, Caroline Foran. On this episode, I am joined by Hannah O'Connell. She's an acupuncturist, and she's the one woman who honestly brought me back from the brink when my anxiety was just so horrific. She's one of the first professional people I went to see. I actually didn't really know what to expect. I had never had acupuncture before. And even aside from the acupuncture, she just made me feel less alone and made me feel like there was light at the end of the tunnel. She's always been a person for me. I think we all have people around us who we can trust and we go to who can help us back together again, and she is one of those people for me. So in this episode, we talk about acupuncture in relation to anxiety, how it can help, and why it might be of use to you. So I hope you enjoy it. And across the series, season two, I will be looking at different types of alternative therapies that might be worth considering, things that worked for me and things that are maybe new on the scene since I went to get treatment. So I hope you enjoy. Thank you as always for listening and for subscribing and reviewing. I am so happy. And I say this at the beginning of every episode that I'm so thrilled to be joined by. And I do mean it, but this time I'm like exceedingly thrilled because I don't know if I speak about it enough, but I was saying this on my Instagram stories before we recorded, I would single-handedly credit you with being the one person who, nothing even to do with acupuncture, but when I went to you, you made me feel, you were the only person I'd come to at that point who made me feel like, yeah, this makes total sense. And I remember bursting into tears with you. So my mom had been doing research for me of what might help, because I was, you know, in this black pit of despair, and I didn't even have it in me to like Google anything myself because I just felt hopeless. And I don't know, she must have came across you, or she called you.
She called me. Yeah. So I actually to this day don't know how she came to find me. But yeah, I got a call from your mom, and I still haven't met your mom, and I feel like I need to like meet her.
Oh my god, that's so crazy. Yeah. I don't remember either, but she just said, look, I've read that acupuncture might help. And I was like, if you told me that having a whole bunch of flowers for cereal would help, I'd do it.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I'm saying that because I'm looking at the beautiful flowers that you've brought me so kindly. So I didn't care what it was. I like, just sure, sign me up, I'll go. And she dropped me into you, and I went into you, and I sat down and didn't know anything about acupuncture, didn't know what to expect, but I just needed to just unload.
Exactly. I mean, the first session always, it's an hour minimum. 20 minutes of that is the actual treatment, and the rest is figuring out what's going wrong for you so I can put it right. So yeah, it's tailor-made medicine. So exactly what's going on for you when you're sitting in front of me is what we're treating.
Okay.
So saying to me that you have anxiety gives me the first clue as to what might be going on.
Yeah.
But then 20 you need to drill people down. Could come into me that day with anxiety and will have no commonality as to what they're actually feeling and what they need me to help with. So it's all about, so hence the weird and wonderful questions I asked you along the way. And we just got kind of finer and finer down to really figuring out what was going on. And it's teamwork.
Yes, exactly.
You know, which I think is an empowering thing, because if you're struggling with anxiety, you feel out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to say what it is, exactly how it feels to you, not be dismissed and put into some category as, oh yeah, that's what you have and this is what we do. I'm going to stick in that anxiety points. There's no such thing. I'm looking at exactly what's going on for you at the time.
Yeah.
I could have someone who's coming in with serious digestive issues because of anxiety. Mm. Somebody who's in crippling pain because of anxiety.
Or migraines or something. Yeah,
migraines, exactly. Really common. Ways. Sleep disturbance is huge. So there's loads of different things. It could be your menstrual cycle. You know, there's loads of different ways it can kind of show up. That's one of the beauties of acupuncture, is that I'm looking at exactly what's going on for you. So that involves a good chat first.
Yeah, so I came into you with probably like the whole plethora of anxiety symptoms. Because for me at the time, you know, it wasn't just psychological. It wasn't just the way I was thinking or emotionally feeling. It was really affecting me physically. So I wasn't sleeping at all. I was waking up, if you remember, those aches and pains in my body. And it was like, I always describe it as like, as if the anxiety had kind of crystallized in my limbs and it had nowhere to go. So it just sort of stuck.
Yeah. Which is like a perfect Chinese medicine description of what was happening. Wow. You know, and which often happens with clients. Like they will say back to me, text verbatim things that come from text 2000 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, translated from Chinese. Yeah. But, you know, but it's often the case. And the beauty of that is like, well, I actually know exactly what to do to sort that out for you, you know?
Yeah, so I think, I don't know whether, I mean, maybe my description of that has come from having gone to you for so long that I started to understand it as like trapped energy, I suppose, in my body that had nowhere to go. And I would have had, obviously, the panic attacks and the surge of the cortisol and just so much upsetness as well, because I couldn't figure it out. I didn't want to be dealing with it. So I think probably a bit of depression in there as well, and just like hopelessness and this feeling of I don't know where to start. And I think while it's very kind of Freudian maybe to say maybe you go back to your childhood and maybe this triggered it and there you go, that's helpful to an extent, but then you need to actually, here you are right now with these symptoms.
Absolutely.
And you need to address them right now, which I think, so for me, it's always a two-parter. It's always the understanding and the addressing, or is in the book, which I refer to as the assess and address approach. And I think it's a holistic kind of way of looking at it. Absolutely. And I think the education is key. But then I also think, okay, like you have to look at how is anxiety actually affecting you physically, emotionally, mentally. So first of all, I just want to thank you because you really did make me feel, and it wasn't necessarily part of the job description, but you did go the extra mile to make me feel like, because at the time it was 2014 and I know no one was talking about it on social media. Yeah. On social media, you were only seeing the best of the best, you know, you weren't. And also, and even like with my friends and my family, they were kind of like dumbfounded, didn't know what to say to me. So, you know, when you start to feel that way, you think, am I completely gone mad?
Sure.
Which further perpetuates the anxiety to feel like you're alone in it and that nobody else gets it. So then when I went to you to feel like I hadn't lost my mind was probably the first time I ever felt in a long time that there was actually a light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
And then we started addressing the symptoms. So I suppose for people who don't understand acupuncture, we should talk a little bit about first what that is, and then we can get into how it relates to anxiety.
Sure. So acupuncture by definition is sort of the insertion of single-use, sterile, very fine needles, which really should be called pins, they're super fine, into specific anatomical locations in the body for therapeutic effect. So that's essentially what it is. The sort of foundation of Chinese medicine and therefore acupuncture, it's all based on qi. So which is, I suppose, an energy form, again, bad translation from Chinese, but that's sort of the most tangible way to explain it. That qi flows along the body in 14 pathways, or the Chinese name is Jingluo.
Meridians, is that another word?
Yeah, okay. Exactly, yeah. And within those pathways, there are acupuncture points, about 365 plus that we use, some of them every day in your clinic, some of them less so. And they're essentially like points on the road that you can use to stimulate the qi to get it to do what you need it to do.
Okay.
So it's all based on flow. So flow of qi, energy, flow of blood, and smooth flow of emotions as well.
Okay, so if everything is working, the qi is moving around your body.
Exactly.
Freely, there's no blockages, but whatever, if you're presenting with any symptoms, there's theoretically a blockage in the qi somewhere.
Exactly, yeah. So while it sounds like a sort of wild concept when you've grown up in Ireland and that's your norm, is the sort of Western medical model, actually it's very simple medicine. Once you get your head around the concept, it's actually very simple, a lot of common sense, and I would definitely kind of, as part of what I do, which you would have experienced, I'm kind of teaching you how it works so that you can help me to figure out what's going wrong for you. Mm. So it's an exchange.
Yeah.
And that's a constant between you and the client.
And I think maybe back in 2014, there was more of a, people that wouldn't have considered acupuncture as commonplace as they do now, but now isn't it used in a lot of Western doctors, surgeries?
Yeah, I get huge referrals from everyone from sort of GP up to consultant, like, who, you know, bottom line, they see results in their clients, often clients that they have are having trouble fixing or sorting out. They'll say, well, actually I did have this client who went for acupuncture and it did seem to work. So, you know,
I also think it's important to sort of say that it's not a case of one or the other, of choosing Western or Eastern or this particular therapy or this type of medication. For me, it was like a whole load of things, which people know now. And I went down the traditional route, I went down the medication route, and I also then added acupuncture into that to create my sort of own path towards feeling good again. And they complement each other very well.
Absolutely. Acupuncture is totally safe with any Western medical pharmaceuticals or any other therapies. So it's completely non-invasive, not contraindicated. You can have it when you're pregnant, you can have it as a day-old baby, you can have it as an elderly person, even up to end-of-life palliative care. There's no limitation to it. And yeah, it's entirely safe, so, which is really important. And definitely when you're looking at sort of mental health conditions, when you're on medication and you feel secure with the medication, the last thing you want is to start a treatment that's telling you, oh yeah, well no, you need to, that's not going to work.
So traditional Chinese medicine isn't rejecting the Western medicine vice versa.
Well, I mean, you'll have different therapists who will say different things. I'm very much, if we all work together, everybody benefits.
Okay.
It's not scientific, acupuncture, so you will always come up against science. If you're trying to measure something by science when it in itself is not scientific, you're not going to get results from it. So we'll always have a battle there. You know, we're speaking two different languages. But if we could just acknowledge each other's foundations and ultimately look at the client-patient care.
Yeah. I think as well, people would have thought of acupuncture or like a dry needling thing as very much a physio. You know, you hear people going in with a sore knee for acupuncture, and it was new to me. Well, the whole acupuncture concept was new to me, but to consider it as something that treats mental or emotional difficulties. Do you think that there's enough awareness out there that it...
Yes and no, there's never enough awareness. We're getting there for sure. Physios, GPs have done dry needling, which they are allowed called acupuncture, but it is different from, say, the acupuncture that I would practice. They're very much, from what I know of speaking to people who practice it, they're very much physical muscle attachment insertion. That's sort of how it works from what I know. From clients who've said it to me, it's quite painful, dry needling, which you can contest that acupuncture isn't. You're not crippled with pain sitting there. So sometimes I get people saying, if, you know, in a social setting, oh, what do you do? I'm an acupuncturist. Oh geez, I had that once, it was so painful, never having that again. Where did you have acupuncture? Like, that's I wouldn't say that. And people do have really positive experiences with dry needling as well, like, you know. So people mightn't come to it in the right way or mightn't have the right understanding, but repetition by hearing the name, and then just by coming to you and you're good at what you do and they have a good experience.
That's the thing. I mean, you can talk about trying to convince people of the theory all you want, but if someone, like for me, I was interested in understanding the theory, and it helped me feel, like you say, more empowered that I was part of the solution with you. But ultimately, if something is bringing me into a state of deep relaxation and helping with those physical symptoms, as long as it's not harming me, I don't really care what
it is. Yeah, absolutely. And I'll have some clients who literally from day one want step by step, what are you doing? What's that going to do? Why is that hurting?
And I was always asking those questions. You know,
and that's part of my job. I will always say to people, ask, because people will say, I'm sorry, I'm always asking questions. Ask away. It's part of my job. You know, as much as you want to know, it's available to you.
And talk to me about how acupuncture or traditional Chinese medicine would interpret anxiety specifically.
So there's a few different categories that anxiety would, anxiety is a label from another medicine, as it were. So there's a few different things that could have gone awry that will result in what comes under the title of anxiety. So there's lots of different things. It's hard to kind of explain without going into huge heady theory. But basically, like we said about the flow of qi, if that is impeded, it will affect organs, not simply the organs like your heart, your liver, as we know them to be in sort of conventional medicine. They would be called spheres of vital functioning in Chinese medicine, and they would have attached to those organs.
Okay.
So with some people, often it's like the heart. So mm-hmm. the heart, what we would call heart zangfu. So the zangfu is sphere of vital functioning in Chinese. So you'd have sort of classical patterns mm-hmm. that, and it's extremely rare that an adult would only be one straight pattern. There's usually overlap. But so where I say you have a diagnosis title of anxiety in conventional medicine, that might filter down into maybe 8 different possible patterns, and within that there'll be further overlap. So it becomes vast.
Right, okay.
As to what the diagnosis in terms of Chinese medicine for that person is. So
well, what if we take sort of me as an example?
Sure, I don't have your notes right in front of me, but certainly with yourself there was a lot of heart stuff. So
okay, and then just for people to know, this doesn't mean there's anything wrong with my heart.
No, exactly. In terms of Chinese medicine. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
there was a disturbance to this.
Exactly. Yeah. A disharmony.
A disharmony.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So that certainly showed up in terms of your sleep pattern. So if you were to just take the sleep, there's lots of different ways in which sleep disturbance or lack of sleep or insomnia can present within a person. And within that could fall into various different categories within Chinese medicine. So that category will form your diagnosis, which will form your treatment. So, okay. you know, 10 different people with anxiety, all suffering with sleep disturbance, can come in, and maybe 2 of them have a similar treatment and the rest is completely different. So that forms the points. Then that will change over time. So as the sleep pattern changes. So if it's a sort of combined pattern where there's 2 different things going awry. So say with yourself, there was definitely liver disharmony going on as well. Again, not there was anything wrong with the physical structure of your liver. But so often when it's a combined pattern like that, one of the things starts to improve and then it becomes a more sort of fine-lined disharmony.
So you're taking what I as the patient would describe to you as my symptoms in, I guess, Western terminology, and you're applying it to the template of traditional Chinese medicine.
And like that template's massive.
Okay.
So you're sort of... You start with your broad category and then you give me more information. And so I might look at your tongue and your tongue tells me something else and sends me down in another sort of chain of inquiry. So we use the tongue in Chinese medicine to look at deep internal health. It's the only internal organ that we can look at.
Okay.
I mean, in conventional medicine, they were very big on looking at the tongue. They're kind of coming back to it again. Mm.
What can you tell from looking at someone's tongue?
So the tongue is mapped out into body areas, and then you're looking at the tongue coat as well and the tongue shape. The tongue colour. So it tells us basically things like often with anxiety, for instance, one thing that might happen is there's heat in the body. You definitely, as far as I remember, had some excess heat in the body. I certainly, when I suffered with anxiety, was on fire. So like my tongue was red, especially the tip of my tongue. So that won't change overnight. So rarely will it change within a week's period. It'll take a few weeks before change manifests on the tongue. But it's showing you that deep internal change has happened.
Okay.
So you might come into me, I'm struggling with sleep. Okay, what's happening? I'm having crazy dreams that are waking me up and I can't settle and I wake up exhausted. I feel like I've been running a marathon during the night. Pop out your tongue. Tongue is showing red, swollen sides. Okay, there's heat, there's liver disharmony. Right, tell me what your bowel movements are like. Or, you know, we just continue on the chain of thought until I have a very clear picture as to what's going on. That picture becomes clearer and clearer, partly because you become used to answering my questions.
Mm.
So there's a lot of time we don't really think about what's going on with us. Generally with anxiety, you often do.
Yeah. You're overanalyzing.
But you often are focusing on other things than the things that are useful to me.
Okay.
So through the process, I start to really, really get a clear picture. I have a clear picture before I'll ever put in any acupuncture points.
Okay.
Then that picture just becomes clearer and clearer. And a lot of the kind of acute symptoms that are superficial and have only arrived in sort of the last little while, they'll shift, and the big core root things present clearer.
Okay.
So usually often, because acupuncture isn't as sort of known about, it's known for like acute muscular pain is mm-hmm. the thing, and fertility seems to be quite well known. But for things like anxiety, often someone's been suffering a long time before I see them.
Yeah, and I was.
Yeah.
I knew that acupuncture wasn't going to solve the problem, in that I still had to address my lifestyle, I still had to look at other things, but as I say, it helped with the physical symptoms. So can you just explain a bit about how acupuncture would, like, what happens in order to clear the anxiety, or to help those symptoms? Is it about creating that flow again?
We'll have a session where we have a full consult as to what's going on. I'll have a look at your tongue, and also the pulse is another thing we look as a gauge, not the pulse in the way that a Western medic does either. I'll explain that again, but say with yourself, you had a lot of like neck and shoulder pain and that. Mm-hmm. So I'll palpate the area, see actually what's going on. At your shoulders, see where I'm at as a baseline. Then I've chosen my points as to what in this session is going to be the best thing that I can do. And so from that point, you'll take up position and I'll pop in the acupuncture points for you. Then I'm stimulating the acupuncture points. So I'm literally twisting the acupuncture points according to what I need them to do. Okay. And essentially getting them to work together, to communicate to each other, almost like a prescription to get the job done, essentially. So you'll have sometimes people, particularly with anxiety, there are certain body parts that they're not cool with having needled, which is totally fine. Often with anxiety, the inner wrists.
Yeah.
People are just funny about it. There's no sort of rational reason for it, but they just
stick them wherever you have to.
Yeah, but the good thing is there's always a way around it, you just use different points. But yeah, so I'm stimulating them to get them to do what I need them to do.
And what's happening while those needles?
So you're essentially contacting the chi, as it were. So the chi is flowing as a constant by putting it into essentially these wells or pockets of chi that you can easily access. You're taking that chi and getting it to do what you need it to do. Mm-hmm. So if you have like a simple muscular pain, so it's either on a very simple level, either one of two things. You have an excess and therefore stagnation. You've got too much lack of flow and it's all culminating in one spot and it's stuck, mm-hmm. and it's causing you pain. Or you have deficiency where it's not going to there and it's not nourishing the muscle. Okay. So those, like on a very basic level, those are two different things. Sometimes it's easier to explain those kind of things. So I'm putting in the needle at that point, so locally in the muscle that's in distress, and I'm either boosting it because it needs boosting and nourishing, or I'm clearing it. Like, so I'm twisting it essentially in the opposite way to get things moving instead. Okay. So it sounds
mad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it does. And it's the kind of thing, like, if I had hours to explain it all out to you.
For me to know that acupuncture can help to restore balance and for me, it was, you know, like the aches and pains in my body, it was the waking up feeling like that was crystallized. It was the not being able to sleep. I think if I remember correctly, I think I would have had like a bit of nausea as well. And you used to just sort of even just feel my back, and you'd know, you'd say, you poor thing, but just wait, even though I couldn't see it or feel it, you can tell.
You become sensitive to feel it.
And is there a way of sort of understanding the impacts, so how acupuncture can work if we take it back to Western? So like, does it reduce cortisol? Because I think that's something that people understand.
Sure. It's not my medicine though to explain it that way.
Yeah.
There are lots of acupuncturists with medical backgrounds as well who will sort of translate for you. I'm not comfortable doing it because that's not my medicine. So I never feel comfortable commenting on somebody else's medicine, as it were. My sister is a doctor and now a psychiatrist, so it's really interesting the conversations that we have. And I'm really proud of her and what she does, and the same. So we can sort of translate through each other. So, okay, when you see someone with schizophrenia, what's your diet? What does that mean for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what does that mean in Chinese medicine? Like, you know, and
so you're just coming out from different perspectives, but the goal is the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the goal is to reduce the anxiety, and in your medicine, that's to clear pathways.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. In terms of what people can expect from going to a treatment, I remember feeling just knackered afterwards.
Yeah.
And you would always say, try if I can when I go home not to have too much on,
not
to go out after. So I would usually go home and just curl up. And now I wasn't doing anything anyway because I was in such a state.
Sure. Yeah.
So
it varies person to person. Some people will feel very energized after the treatment. Some people will feel like you zonked. Some people will feel almost the same afterwards.
Or you can feel it very emotional.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It could, because it all deals with flow. That includes emotional flow, so things might come up and you might feel quite emotional.
Okay.
But I'll always say to people, like, if you have any concerns, just give me a buzz and I'll talk you through it as to what's going on, whether it's an acupuncture thing or what.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, in my clinical experience, more people will tend to be tired, particularly after the first couple of sessions. So yeah, we'll be pretty zonked. That's definitely percentage-wise in my experience, more people will be like that. With anxiety, almost always that's what I will see.
Yeah.
And some of that is because you are running on adrenaline. Mm. And so the treatment will take you back to where you actually are and build you up from there.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll feel exhausted for the first couple of sessions. Regardless of what you're having treatment for, I'd say nothing too physically or mentally exertive for that evening.
Mm.
And no alcohol. And none of those things are dangerous, but you're not asking the body to recover in any other major way, so you get more out of the treatment.
Okay.
So that's why those rules.
But are people coming to you just with general, just wanting to keep their mental health in check?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
and that's just like, you know, clearing things out, and it's, I guess it's like prevention more so.
Exactly, yeah.
So, because I think we probably got to the point where when I was starting to feel good, it was worth doing it maybe once every couple of weeks just to keep
just
things
maintenance.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And it's as much, if you've had weekly acupuncture for a while, it's not that you're suddenly dropping your body in the ocean and saying, now off you go yourself, do it all by yourself. So say with yourself, I would have spaced you out to once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks, once a month type thing, so that you're still getting the acupuncture. Your body is being, essentially with acupuncture, you're teaching the body to heal itself.
Okay.
So that's your kind of goal. So checking in with me once a month, once every 8 weeks even, you're just, I'm fine tuning to remind your body where it's supposed to be at and to continue that. In illness or pathology, your body becomes, if it's been there a while, your body becomes used to behaving like that.
It gets comfortable in discomfort.
Yeah, exactly. So if in real true health, your body will make healthy choices, you will make healthy choices, you will serve your own body.
Mm.
When you're unwell, and the more unwell you get, the pathology starts to feed itself. So you will often find people in the exact environment that makes their particular condition worse. And it's not their fault. It's not a conscious decision they've made. The pathology has just taken over and that's become the new norm.
Mm-hmm.
So like the most common question I get asked from anybody having any treatment at all is, how long is this going to take?
Okay.
It's the one question I can't answer clearly. So, but generally speaking, the longer you've had something, the longer it'll take to fix. Not if you've had it for years, it's going to take years, but it's usually the sort of body's habit that's the hardest bit to really crack.
Okay.
The fact that the body has gotten used to this as being the norm. And as much as the person clearly doesn't want that to be the case, that's why they're with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bit that often is difficult. And you will see with sort of pain conditions, particularly as the pain starts to ease, it's such an unfamiliar territory for the person that they'll stop treatment
and come back again. It's almost anxiety-inducing
yeah.
to what do you do with yourself when the anxiety isn't there then? Are you what looking over your shoulder for it to come back, which was very much for me was the issue, in that I, you know, you think all you want is to be better, and then when you feel good, it's so unfamiliar.
Yeah, it takes the joy out of it for you then.
It's like so weird. Yeah.
You can't enjoy the good time.
What should people expect? Or if someone is listening now and their anxiety is really bad, and I would always say, for me, going to acupuncture was one of the things that I did that really helped put a structure on my even approach to looking after myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Giving me an experience, you know, regardless of all, we're trying to talk about the theory and the science of it, regardless of all that, it was like a 30, 40 minute experience in which my body went into a state of deep relaxation. And what I think, whatever you're doing that can make your body go into that point of relaxation is always going to help for healing and help for restoring the hormonal balances that are so adrenaline, cortisol all day, and it helps kind of level things off. And it's just that you're coming at it from a Chinese medicine approach, but it's almost, I don't want this to sound, I don't mean this in like a negative way, but it's almost irrelevant to the patient, really.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It can be what's happening to them once they're getting their body into that state of relaxation, and then you're just doing your thing.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, certainly I would always say to people with anxiety, when that question is posed, how long is this going to take? I'm freaking out here. Like, I want this gone like months ago, because often by the time, as I said, people get to me, they've had it for a long time and it's getting worse and they're struggling and they've tried those things and loads of things have failed, and that's how they present to me. So that's quite a huge expectation straight away.
But they're also expecting it to be something that's cured, and it's a stress response, like I always say, that we're managing, we're not trying to get rid of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I remember so clearly you saying to me, am I always going to be like this? And I remember that being quite a focus for you, because that's terrifying. You know,
it's terrifying, I know.
And I remember that being such a focus, and I remember saying to you, no, it won't always be this way. And I knew that from a Chinese medicine point of view, but I also knew that because I had really suffered with anxiety and I didn't talk to you about that at the time, so I didn't think it was appropriate. Plus, it was very recent for me, and I kind of wasn't, I just didn't feel like I could kind of articulate it. Yeah. So I knew from the sort of Chinese medicine point of view, it won't always be this way, because I can fix this for you. We can get you to a point. I remember saying to you, like, it might be a thing that will always be within you.
Yeah.
And things may sort of peak at times, but I remember saying the acupuncture will be training your body how to deal with it, so you'll learn, which is what you talk about in owning it as well. If you have your toolkit, you're armed.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know?
And
that for me is, whatever therapy we talk about, that for me is the most overriding crucial thing, was like, you're owning it. You might, you know, we all have a stress response. Sometimes life will, for whatever reason, cause these surges or these blockages in TCM terminology.
Yeah.
And it's about doing what we can to know how to unblock things when they come up, or to keep them clear on an ongoing basis. But it's a daily thing or a weekly thing. It's not, you don't just like go to acupuncture or go to another kind of therapy or take medication and then just stop and then like live the rest of your life. It's an ongoing
thing. It's a maintenance. It's that very popular self-care phrase that's out now, but it's a really good phrase. Like acupuncture is going to, it's going to help you in the immediate. So you come in for your session. People who are really concerned as to how long it's going to take, what I will always say is, the really nice side effect is you get a proper deep relaxation here.
Yeah.
So however long the extra symptoms that you're talking to me about, you are going to get a reprieve from what is going on
all day,
possibly every day for you. You will have a space that is like no other in terms of deep relaxation. And that may last only through to that evening for someone. It may last the next day, a couple of days. It will last longer the more sessions that you have, until you get to a point where you're having huge windows of time like that.
And that's exactly what it was for me. It started off with just that, the window of time where I was with you. And I thought it was funny. I was like, how is it that the minute I walk in here, I guess I felt like I was in good hands or something. So I never felt a flutter of anxiety when I was with you. And then it's hard to sort of describe it, because I'm like, well, it's not here now.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And, you know, you wonder, obviously it's still all happening under the scene, so you're still able to treat it. And then I would go home. I'd always come home from it feeling very chilled, very like sort of, I guess the sense of just, not the panic of I need to solve this now, but like you're helping yourself, you're doing what you can, and patience and, you know, working with yourself than against yourself. And I just completely empathize with people who are coming into you, because I was that person who were saying, is it always going to be this way? When is this going to be okay? And that is unfortunately a surefire way to keep yourself stuck.
If you're
in that constant resistance point of not accepting it. I think if you can accept that this is where you are right now, and that these are some things that you can do to help, then I think people would benefit from acupuncture even more.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting one that people often say to me, do I have to believe, like often, oh, I'm coming in because my wife sent me, or oh, my sister said I should come in, or, you know, do I have to believe in it for it to work? No. For it to work, no. But we constantly create our own blockages. Mm. So whether they are mental or physical, or mental creating physical, we get in our own way all the time. Yeah. So if you get out of your own way and just be open to it, the chances are you might get better faster. Mm. But it's not an absolute must that you understand acupuncture and believe that it will work for it to work. Mm. Not at all. The first time I ever had acupuncture really work for me, I was like, I'm going for my mother. Like, I don't this isn't going to work at all.
Well, I think that's, you know. Yeah, that was really reassuring for me, is that, you know, obviously the book is called Bullshit Free Guide, and I would definitely have a very cynical bullshit-ometer on me, you know, for things that come along, because I would have been very vulnerable to all different kinds of things that would have cost money, and I would have thought I'd do whatever. But for you to be clearly a very normal, relatable person who had been through your own struggles, and that you had come from that point of saying, look, I've studied it, it helped me. I think that hearing that from you was a game changer for me. And I think that's why my work is game changer for other people, because they're relating to me. Absolutely, saying, look, I'm not saying you have to believe everything I'm saying, but this is what worked for me.
Sure.
And exactly, you can relate to me. So I think that's, for me, it was reassuring that I was sitting in front of a very kind woman, and you know, you're not dancing around me or anything like that. It's you know, obviously if you go down the route of trying to really tease apart all the theory, you're going to probably give yourself anxiety, because it's quite hard to understand. What advice do you have for someone now who is feeling really overwhelmed with anxiety?
I would definitely say that acupuncture will help. To what level and degree is a huge variable as to what's going on for you, and what the causes are, and also what you're willing to do within the situation too. So always, acupuncture as part of Chinese medicine will have lifestyle and dietary advice too. So I will always say it's very much teamwork. So I will give you my all, and these would be the things you can do to help you. I would say definitely contact an acupuncturist. The Acupuncture Council of Ireland is the registered body that I'm under. It's got strict registration. You have to have certain criteria to be a member. It's unfortunately voluntary regulation in Ireland, meaning if you wanted to set up as an acupuncturist tomorrow, you can, without having any training at all. So that's a very unfortunate truth in my work. And no, like your average person will not know that.
So go by this website.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Acupuncture Council of Ireland. That's a register that you can trust. Start there. Contact an acupuncturist. Pick one that feels right for you. Have a look at their website. Or if you know word of mouth somebody, have a look. Contact them. Tell them what's going on. They mightn't be the acupuncturist for you. If it doesn't feel right to you, change acupuncturist. We're all different people, you know. So
same as finding a therapist, I suppose. Absolutely. Therapy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan of like just change it if it's not right for you. But acupuncture is really powerful when it comes to treating anxiety. It's, as you say, it's a really relaxing, nice treatment during the process. It teaches your body how to look after itself should this arise again. It creates a framework while you're in an absolutely frantic point in your life. It creates a framework for you to hand over. I probably did say to you at some point, okay, hand this over to me. I am going to do everything I can for you with the anxiety. Naturally, you're going to be thinking, is this the right thing? Is this making it worse? You'll be analyzing everything in your life at a point, because it's natural. You're looking for a solution. But as best you can, hand that over to me.
Mm-hmm. Even when you're in that hour, just surrender.
Yeah, exactly. I think one of the really good things about acupuncture as well is that it's a physical something. Like I'm actually physically putting
tangible
points into you. So a lot of people struggle with talk therapy. I am a big fan of talk therapy. I would advocate for it. I would often refer people for talk therapy as part of the treatment that I would do, because the treatment opens up things and I don't want to send you off then and see you next week and you've got nowhere to go with the information that you're trying to process. So I'm a big fan of talk therapy, but often people struggle with it because nothing happens. They talk, they share, and then there's nothing that they can actually hold on to as something that has changed. Now, of course, things are changing.
Yeah.
But with the acupuncture, there's literally, I'm physically doing a treatment for you. So you came in one way, you've had a treatment, and then you leave. So it's much easier to process that something is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And often with the points, you will feel sensations and things like that. And you'll then obviously start to see symptoms change.
Yeah.
So it's absolute confirmation for you that something, whether you understand it or not, that something positive is happening for you.
And that's just so reaffirming, I think. And to know that you're not just stuck this way, that there is, you know, for whatever reason, you're feeling these symptoms, but they're not set in stone.
No, no. Like, I mean, as human beings, we're in a constant state of flux.
Yeah.
Every bit of us is,
yeah.
You know, so as much as there's potential for things to get worse, there's potential for things to get better.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
And just for people to go in with expectations, you know, let's just say they're going to have to be able to talk to you about what's going on.
I mean, even with that, I would have had particularly, say, people with depression who are sick of talking about how they feel and are experiencing very low mood. So they just don't want to be there and don't want to talk about it. And often the first session, I have my tongue and pulse diagnosis that I can rely on as indicators for me. Looking at your face, the way you walk in, your posture, your muscle tone, all of these things are things we look at in Chinese medicine. So if you absolutely don't want to talk about it right now, I still have some basis that I can form a treatment on. Absolutely. And the good thing is, throughout the treatment, sharing and speaking about it becomes way easier. It becomes a thing that you realize is actually useful.
Okay. So, and then they're going to have about 30 minutes of the needles being in? So
20 minutes.
20 minutes, so, yeah, okay. So, and also I can say this, I've never had any pain at all. You might feel a little sensation sometimes if they go in, or there was particular points for me that sometimes felt a bit like, ooh, something's happening there.
Yeah, and like say the ones in your shoulders, your muscle was very tense. So you can imagine if you're putting a needle into a tense muscle, you will feel it, you know. But you only feel it on insertion. That's usually it. Some points are stronger than others. Some points are stronger than others at different times. So particularly like if you're just going through your menstrual cycle, if you're just about to have your period, you'll say the same as say like waxing and things like that. People often, you know, but it's very much just as the needle goes in. After that, there's nothing. The sensation that people feel differs hugely person to person. Naturally, what you'll do in anticipation of the points going in is you'll hold your breath and your body tenses up and you feel it more. That's a totally natural response. So I will remind you of that and either get you to breathe with me or get you to just keep breathing and I'll follow your breath.
Okay.
Some people just want that for the first session or so, and some people want that every time, and that's cool. It's teamwork. We work with you and see what suits you. As I said, some people, there's certain body locations people don't like.
Okay.
I would use, as you know, other molds as well, like gua sha and cupping. Not every acupuncturist does. So gua sha would be like, it's very hard to describe without showing you, but it's essentially, we use a little rounded shaped tool and it's a scraping technique. So you use it along the sort of muscle line, again for therapeutic effect. So people who have extreme muscle tension, it's just like melting away the knots. It's so quick and effective. Now you will have what we would call a sha, which looks sort of like bruising afterwards, but only for a couple of days. Cupping then sort of rose to fame with Jennifer Aniston and Gwyneth Paltrow and a lot of Olympian athletes. You see circles on people's back, like bruising kind of circles. Again, that's another thing I use to paint, like if it's the right thing. So you've got a good toolkit with you, you know, to treat exactly what's going on. With anxiety, it's going to change in the course of treatment as to what you're feeling. So the worst thing when you've arrived with me could have been the sleep. Like, I cannot sleep. And as long as I cannot sleep, everything is worse. The sleep improves. Right, now, so what are we looking at now? What's the worst thing now for you? So it's holistic medicine. So you're always looking at the whole person and you're looking at the root cause as to why. Why now and why for this person?
Okay.
So you're always looking at the root. But within that, what is the worst bit of the symptoms that you're experiencing now? So I'm always treating the root with special focus on whatever it is that's worst at the time. And like, I could be treating you for anxiety and you've had a few sessions and then like your granny dies, you know, and like, that's what's the worst thing that's going on for you at the moment. And then there's the fear, oh my God, what's this going to do to me now that I'm also dealing with grief? That's what we look at that week, is just making sure that grief is being processed within you, that's not being sort of sat there, and that's going to get way worse down the line and be another problem you have to deal with, you know. So
people are going to want to come to you, obviously. But you are, you left me, you're no longer in Dublin, you are down in County Clare in Ennis. Yeah. And if people wanted to contact you, they go onto your website, hannahoconnellacupuncture.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And so people do come to you from all over the country.
Yeah.
And you're,
yeah,
but you're pretty busy right now.
I am pretty busy.
And if you can't, yeah, serve or help someone, you'll try and recommend, yeah, someone else.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And you know a lot of people Dublin based as well.
Yeah, I would know a lot of Dublin people, probably, yeah, because I was in practice in Dublin for 7 years, I think. That would be where I'd know the kind of biggest pocket. But I worked at the Acupuncture Council on the board for a couple of years as well, so I would have sort of pockets of the country, yeah, I can cover. But
and you also have an article if people really want to kind of dive into the what's actually going on with all those different organs and the Zhang, yeah, and Fu organs, yeah, and anxiety, which is, it's a very good article, but it's just it's a dense topic, so it's hard it's hard to really
exactly
discuss,
yeah,
but
yeah,
hopefully people have gotten an idea of it from listening to this, and if they want more they can go to hannahoconnellacupuncture.com. and then I think also, you know, not to put all your eggs in one basket, don't go to acupuncture expecting that one session and one approach is going to solve everything, because there will, yeah, be lifestyle, exactly, yeah, things. But it is, for me, it was an absolutely essential tool. It was in itself, regardless of what it was doing behind the scenes, in itself, in real time, was a very enjoyable, relaxing, exactly, experience. And the more we worked together, we cleared through the problems of sleeping, we cleared through the problems of all that anxiety lodged in my muscles, and I don't have that issue anymore.
Good stuff.
You know, and I think not being able to, if you can address the physical symptoms, then the emotional side gets easier. If you can address the emotional side, the physical symptoms, absolutely, get easier. So you have to kind of come at it from a couple of different,
yeah,
ways.
Yeah, yeah. You have to have a holistic approach to it.
You have to, you can't. There's no two ways about,
yeah,
it.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, like the other thing that I would say is often when you're suffering with anxiety, the idea of having needles stuck in you is quite anxiety inducing. I'll talk you through it. So a good acupuncturist will talk you through it. It's all about making you feel comfortable. If the idea of the acupuncture is causing more anxiety than you were suffering with in the first place,
it's not for you.
Not for you.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, I'm in practice years, and I've had one person ever who just was like, it's actually too much, the idea of it.
Okay.
So generally speaking, people have to remind me that when they first came in, they were terrified, because now they're just totally cool and chilled about it. Yeah. So I'll meet you where you're at.
Oh, you know? Hannah, you're a breath of fresh air for me then, and even now I feel my body going into this really deep, I'm going to need to have a sleep now, just because I'm so relaxed. Just something in your voice just makes me go like...
But it's probably by association as well, because you're used to when you're hearing my voice being very relaxed.
Yeah, it's funny how just like you've just developed that association. You need to just send me voice notes.
Like, hi Caroline, good morning.
People message me saying that my voice in the podcast, they find soothing, and I was like, what? Yeah. Like... If I get annoyed or excited, honestly, only dogs can hear me. Okay. So if they thought I had a relaxing voice, now they know what a relaxing voice actually sounds like. Thank you so, so much for joining
me
on the Owning the Anxiety podcast. I'm really hopeful that people will consider acupuncture as a tool and have a little bit more of an idea about how it works now, without being hopefully overwhelmed by all the theory, because I completely, to be honest with you, still don't really get it, but
yeah, sure,
I know that it worked for me, so that's all that mattered.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The easiest way to access Owning It Real Time is to head to the link in the episode description or episode details, whatever you call them, show notes. You will find the link in there at the top. You can sign up right away for Owning It Real Time and access the full library of 10 situation-specific audio guides that will help you own your anxiety even more than you've ever done before.